How much longer until the next station? Really? That long? So, we get there early tomorrow morning. Then, the next station after that. Then we board the train. And then we arrive. Did I catch everything? I hope this is all worth it. Are you sure we can't find these minerals anywhere else? There must be a mine closer to home. Why couldn't you find a normal client for once? One that doesn't use exceedingly rare, priceless minerals in his bizarre inventions. And why did he hire you in the first place? We live in the modern age. He could have just sent a telegram and had the minerals shipped to him. Ah, so they are expensive and delicate, and absolutely cannot be shipped under any circumstances. No. That's as good a reason as any, I guess. What invention is this all for, anyway? Oh, you'd be revealing trade secrets if you told me. Oh, come on. As if I could replicate something like that. I can barely start my motorbike without your help. God knows I've never been allowed to do anything with my hands. So I don't know how helpful I'll be to you, but I'm happy to keep you company. You're welcome. I couldn't let you take this dangerous journey alone, could I? And I've always wanted to go to South America. Maybe we'll see some sloths. And besides, you wrote that you wanted to talk to me about something? So, a very long trip seems appropriate for that. Feel like telling me what it is? You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. Would it make it easier if I shared something first? Okay, so, I decided to come along with you when you asked, mostly because I wanted to spend time with you. Because I like you. I really like you. As more than a friend. Do you understand what I mean? That's what you were going to tell me. Really? That's such a relief. And I'm really glad you said that, because I think I would die of embarrassment if I had to spend the rest of this trip with you after revealing that, knowing you didn't feel the same way. So, what do we do now? We have 7 more hours until we reach the next station. I'm sorry, did you... I guess that's your answer. I like your lips. And your hands. Please don't stop touching me. You can put them anywhere you want. Just don't take them away. Can you kiss my neck? That feels so good. Oh no, I wasn't laughing at you. Your stubble is tickling me, that's all. I like it. Oh. Do you want to keep going? Okay. Can I unbutton your shirt? That's probably a good place to start. My hands are shaking a bit. I'm just really excited, I guess. There. Can you help me with mine? Yeah, I know these dresses are impossible to take off. Just rip it off if you have to. I have more in my luggage. That's better. I love feeling your hands on me, gliding up and down my sides. Feeling the goosebumps rising on my tender skin. You've never seen me without my clothes, have you? Can I see you without yours? Wow. No, it's just your... this isn't... I didn't expect... What I'm trying to say is that I'm insanely attracted to you right now, and I want you to keep kissing me. That's better. Just don't let me talk anymore. I'll just keep making a fool of myself. Hey, can I try something? Can I suck on you? Your cock, I mean. Can I? Yes, sir. You liked that, didn't you? Should I keep calling you, sir? All right, sir. Can you help me onto my knees? There. No, I'm not nervous. We've just never done anything like this before. Especially not in the decks of some rickety dirigible in the sky. Okay. Here we go. See? Does that feel like I'm nervous to you? And how could I neglect such a delightfully hard cock? That is a cardinal sin. Feel good? My tongue gliding around the tip of your cock, sucking gently. You taste so good. Next time, I'll use my hands on you too. Assuming there will be a next time. We have a lot of downtime on this trip, after all. And on the return trip home. Imagine doing this on the upper deck, where everyone can see. The chilly winds making my nipples firm and erect. The captain and all his crew busy at work, distracted by what they're hearing from the two of us. It must get awfully monotonous up here, day in and day out. We could put on a good show for them, couldn't we? What? Down my throat? Yeah, I can try. Like that, sir? That felt good, didn't it? I could feel your cock convulsing and your balls tightening up. Maybe we should give that a try on the upper deck, too. Wouldn't that feel so good? To come all the way up there. And we have plenty of time to practice, don't we? Shall I try again? Why not? Oh, I see. You're getting too close, aren't you? That's all right. If you do come into my mouth, then it's no great loss. Like I said, we have plenty of time. On this leg of the journey and the next. You really want me to stop now? Okay. You still want to keep going, though, right? I think I'll explode if we don't. Oh, you're getting on the bed. I guess you would like me to join you? Our compartment has such a tiny bed. Did you plan it this way? We'd have to share a bed and cuddle and get all cozy, wouldn't we? All leading up to this moment. Oh, I'm just teasing. You know I wanted this too. I didn't think we'd get this far so quickly, but I'm not complaining. Yeah. I can get on your lap. Can you help me? There. Your lips on my nipples. Give me a warning next time, please. They're sensitive. Where are your fingers going? No, it's all right. You just surprised me, that's all. Grinding your palm against my clit. Oh, it feels so good. Can you feel how wet I am? How my clit is throbbing for you. All for you. Oh, please, sir, pull my panties down. Or tear them off, I don't care. I just need your fingers inside me. You can slip too, and I bet. I'm wet enough. Mm-hmm. you have the best fingers. I like to watch them, imagining them pumping inside me and circling around my nipples. I think about sucking on them, sucking my juices off of them. Yes, that's why I like to watch you in your garage as you're working on your car, gripping the wrench, working under the hood, especially when you're all sweaty and covered in grease. I'm surprised you never noticed me ogling before. Hey, can I ask you something? You have ropes in your luggage, right? I figured. A prepared adventurer always has rope with him. Would you tie my wrists together? Is that a weird request? You will? Oh, of course, I'll just cross them behind my back. There. How do I look? Very enthusiastic about this, aren't we? I guess that's a good sign. No, it feels good. Frustrating, like I desperately want to touch you even more now. But somehow, that's making me even more aroused. In fact, it feels amazing. Please, thrust your fingers in harder. Please, sir. You're finding all the places I can never reach. When I touch myself at night, I pretend my hands are yours. And they're so much better than I ever could have imagined. As good as that feels, I really want you inside me. Your cock this time. Please, sir. I'll just lower myself down a bit. Just hold my hips as I sink down on you. It's a little hard to balance with my hands tied behind me. Feels so good inside me. I know it's only in halfway, but I already know how much I love it. There. That's all of you. I'm going to start moving now. Okay? I love how you stretch me out. Can you feel how I ripple around you? I can. Oh, your throbbing, aching cock, so deep inside me. I thought I would lose my balance being on top of you. And you know, up in the sky. But I can't even think about that now. Oh, all that matters is this. Mm-hmm. sir. Please fuck me harder. Yes, yes, fuck. Play with my tits, please. They're yours to do with as you please. Your fingers feel so good on them. I had no doubt. They were so skilled on my pussy after all. Yeah, I know. We're getting pretty loud. These berths are really close together. I think the people next to us can hear everything. Maybe even see us from the hallway if they wanted to. Isn't that exciting? Do you think they could get off just by listening to us? The men with their rock-hard cocks, and the women growing wet and slick under their gowns. And how inconvenient it would be for them to get so hot and bothered up here. Not everyone is as brave as you are. How do you think they would handle it? They would have to watch us then, wouldn't they? Can we try something? This feels terrific, but there's a great big window over there. Would you maybe want to, fuck me against it? I just think it would feel so good to see the sky around us while you pound into me. Really? Okay. Here, I'll just get off. Come on. Okay, push me up against it and fuck me from behind. That's it. I was right. Oh, this does feel amazing. Looking out over the horizon. Will you ravish me with all your strength? Your hips slamming into my ass. Your cock deep inside me. And your hands grabbing my hips. All while we're up here, swaying and drifting in the breeze, looking out at the big wide world below us. Something about it is so brilliant. Can I ask you for something, sir? Can you please come inside me? I want to feel your shaft twitch and spurt all of your seed. Feeling it drip down my thighs. Tasting it on your fingers. Yes, I want you to. I want you to come inside me, sir. Please. I need to come. I can't hold back anymore. Come with me, sir. I want us to come together. Please, sir, please. Please come with me. I need it. I need you to come. I need to come with you. Ah, yes. Yes, yes. I can't believe we just did that. How are you feeling? Then I consider that a success. Are you pulling out now? Okay. Can you, untie the ropes? I want to hold you. Thank you. I'm really glad I came with you. In both senses of the word. But seriously, you make me so happy. I hope the feeling is mutual. I'll take that as a yes. I wasn't exaggerating before. Your hands feel so nice, stroking my face, moving up and down to my neck, my shoulders, my arms, settling on my waist. I guess I should stop rambling, shouldn't I? We have a long trip ahead of us, and we should probably rest. But this was a great way to start the adventure, wasn't it? I can't wait to see what tomorrow brings. Good night.